This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you a bit, let's say, tired, for lack of a better word, of hearing about, well, people telling you that you are the cause of global warming or global cooling or climate change, whether it be your gaseous emissions or your willingness to eat things that emit gas? You're the problem. Or, hey, how about this? You're traveling too much in your car, and it's spewing out all this stuff, and it's causing all the problems of the world. Or you're flying too much, and then you come to find out the world's elite who are blaming you for climate change are some of the most disgusting hypocrites on the planet, as they've taken to the air, not via commercial airliner, but via private jet, by the hundreds. In fact, Egypt is reporting that I think over 400 private jets have landed at Sharm el-Sheikh Airport there to meet for the International Climate Summit, COP27 they're calling it. Billionaires, political leaders, globalists all, going there to fight climate change and scream and cry about the average American and how dangerous and dastardly we are for daring to breathe out CO2. As if CO2 were causing warming, when we know it's not a toxic poison, it's a critical component to the greening and the life of plants all over the planet we live on. And our very ability to survive depends upon that CO2, O2 cycle. And that rather than being a noxious, dangerous, toxic gas, it is the reason why we have plants on the planet and how they give us oxygen as well, much less food that we eat. And if we eat the plants, or if we eat the animals that eat the plants, that keep this cycle of life going. But these people who are blaming you for dastardly deeds and affecting the weather, they will fly forever in their jets, private, and cry about you daring to leave your home to go to the grocery store. Now, I wish that more of you went to the grocery store less, not because I'm concerned about you driving the weather or making us warmer, but simply because it's inefficient and you could be producing better quality food in your own backyard, side yard, front yard, windowsill. And I realize that that might not supplant all of the food that you need to keep going, but certainly if you think that just converting to organic agriculture will be the answer to also the problems of chemical pollution associated with factory farming, just look at the example of Sri Lanka, where in order to elevate ESG scores to get low-cost loans from the IMF and World Bank and all their subsidiaries, you see the disaster that ensued by immediately implementing such a shift, a change that I think overall may be of benefit. To grow more organically, rely less and less on toxic pollutants. And of course, when we talk about the environment, where I believe people on the right and the left would and could come together if they had rational discussions about what really is the problem, it isn't the shift in climate, warm or cold. but it's the poisoning of the people and the animals on planet Earth by synthetic toxicology in the growth of food via factory farming methods. However, if we curtail them instantly like they did in Sri Lanka to get good ESG scores, you found out that people go hungry very fast. You cannot transition on a dime, the turn, the stop, you know, that kind of thing. Especially when most of the people were not growing food there in abundance. So part of the solution to what is coming via artifice, in other words, artificially induced shortages. We see the curtailing of deliveries via attacks on what they call fossil fuel utilization, oil-based transportation methods. That is what provides the abundance on this planet that allow nearly 8 billion people, I think we're almost there, 8 billion people to live, to be alive right now on planet Earth. They say, well, that's not sustainable. So you're willing to kill, what, 4 billion? 1 billion? 6 billion? How many people are you willing to sacrifice by curtailing the production of energy that then goes into food production to sustain life on planet Earth? This is where you look at the global warming alarmists or climate change alarmists, and you say, you guys are actually okay with murder. You don't mind. And you like some of these people will go, well, we don't want to murder animals. That's right. I'm a vegan. I'm better than you. I'm holier than you because I don't eat animals. And like in the meantime, if you want to mandate the way you want everyone else to live, it will result in the wholesale slaughter of billions of people on the planet. And you're okay with that. How is that a godly thing to promote? And we might not be able to stop the loss of billions of lives on planet Earth, not because of climate change, but because of the injections that have been foisted on us through deception, through the fear of germs, mRNA injections. And we see died suddenly being the, you know, the trending thing you can look up. You're like, how the hell are 20-somethings and 30-somethings and 40-somethings in the prime of their life and sometimes younger teenagers dropping dead of cardiac events? Oh, we are better at diagnosing that. That used to happen all the time. Now we're going to call it sudden adult death syndrome. And myocarditis and heart attacks and strokes in kids, that used to happen too all the time. We're just better at diagnosing that. Like they're better at diagnosing autism. For any of you that are over 50 years of age, especially, look back into your childhood and recognize all the autistic children that you grew up with. You just didn't know because they weren't being diagnosed. And then look at anyone with, let's say, a severe autism manifestation and tell me you wouldn't remember that from your childhood. We are being lied to and deceived about so many things, arguably maybe almost everything. The question is, how do we see through it? How do we break through it? We got to talk to people like Joe Bastardi on climate issues, on weather issues, to say, hey, what's really going on here? To go to levels that maybe it's uncomfortable to go to, but to recognize it ain't all about the humans. Yeah, stupid humans do stupid things. But one of the stupider things we could do is believe the lies about climate change being caused by humans and look at natural cycles in weather over thousands of years of recorded and not recorded history, if we have the science to do so, and say, wait, here's what's really going on. So let's welcome Joe to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right now, Joe, how you doing? Are you freezing? Are you cooking? What's going on there?
Well, we got about an inch of snow here in central Pennsylvania, and it's snowing pretty hard. You could, for those who follow me on Weather Bell or even watch me on Twitter, we've been talking about this big mid-November flip, and that on October 27th, we told people in Florida we felt a hurricane was going to impact them. As a matter of fact, I was speaking September 13th in Chicago to the natural gas people there and said we expect a very active end game in the southeastern part of the United States with the hurricane season. At that time, nothing was going on. And that it would result in an early winter because we lined up similar patterns. You got to understand, folks, the problem we have today is that people only look at what's in front of them. I'm a great believer in my Heavenly Father. I'm blessed beyond belief in that I've gotten a chance and continue to have the chance to work in what God made me to do. So I feel if I'm focused on the good Lord above, then His wind is at my back. and I'm able to use the talents that I have to be able to tell the truth, whether it's about the weather. What is a weather forecast? A weather forecast is an attempt to tell the truth about a future event. No one knows the future event. You may believe something's going to happen. So you're taught humility quite a bit with that kind of situation. And it's a great lesson that the weather teaches you. But what has happened here is a mass denial of Proverbs 25:2, which it says, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search the matter out, a glory of kings. And so what's happened is that when you see people say, no need to search out the matter, it's settled science, we're done, don't worry about it, then the very things that are being concealed for us to search for, so that we can reach beyond our grasp, are taken away from us. So it is actually, I believe it is a bigger negative than just what you're seeing economically, socially, and other things, you know. By the way, I like your sweatshirt. Underneath this,
yes.
Okay, is a shirt I have, which is the same kind of, it's in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, live free or die with a snake and all that, because I'm going to be lifting. I always go in the gym lifting.
No, you want to have that message to let people know what you're all about, right?
Well, it's not that. It's not so much that. It's the idea that those people that came up with that flag, they were reaching to a higher cause. You got to understand. You see what I'm saying? You try to put yourself in that. Well, I never thought. I'm 67 now, and I've been in love with the weather longer than anything in my life. In fact, my mom and dad just passed away this last January. And, you do a lot of reflection on things like that. I said, I'll be darned. I probably loved the weather as long as I loved my mom and dad. Now, it didn't hurt that I had a father who was a meteorologist and that knew how to encourage his son when he saw his son had talent, rather than just say, okay, well, just try to do what everybody else does. That's a popular thing today. So I was blessed with 66 years of great parents. And one thing my dad always taught me was the foundation you stand on today was built yesterday to reach for tomorrow. So what happens is you've got to know yesterday. You've got to understand yesterday. Those who wish to trash yesterday and your past is either bedrock or quicksand. Those who are trying to destroy the foundation of the past, I don't care if it's weather, I don't care if it's, our country's history. What they're trying to do is design a platform of quicksand so that the only way you can try to reach out of that is to turn toward them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So it hooks into what Browning said, that a man's reach must exceed his grasp, but what's a heaven for, right? Well, what happens if you're sinking and you've got a design system meant to sink you, and the only place you could reach out for is government dependency or, an elitist control type situation? And look, let me just say something. People think I am wacky when I start talking like this, but this is the only conclusion that I could come to. I've written two Amazon bestsellers on climate and weather, the Climate Chronicles, Inconvenient Revelations, You Won't Hear from Al Gore and Other. And the one that I think is really, really good is The Weaponization of Weather and the Phony Climate War. But I'm now starting to toy with the idea of writing a book called The Spiritual Conspiracy. You see, Robert, I don't believe that anyone that you see that is driving the climate issue or any other issue is actually evil. I just believe that there is a conspiracy going on. Not the people have done it, but there is a conspiracy in the background, a spiritual conspiracy that literally puts these ideas in these people's heads. And the ideas are that I can save humanity because I am smarter than humanity. I'm better than humanity, and so it is my duty to rise to this great level and help the masses.
Joe, right? These are people with a God complex. I mean, they're...
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Now, let's hook... Hold on. Let me hook this together here just for a second. Why did Lucifer get thrown out of heaven, right? And if you, and again, you know, Paul Harvey came out with this way before me, If I Were the Devil, back in 1965. Just the greatest long-range forecast ever made by anyone, Paul Harvey, for those of you who might remember him. But you would naturally want to take down God's greatest creation and limit that creation from trying to actually reach toward a true higher calling. And so some of these things that are going on, you know, I see the way the atmosphere works naturally, where, you know, I look at something and someone says, oh, that's CO2. No, it's not. We don't even use CO2 in forecasting the weather. We don't have saturation mixing ratio charts for CO2. We have for water vapor, of course. So what you're saying is, you see with COVID, you know, with Fauci, with this shiny penny thing with Wuhan. I mean, seriously, how does a virus come out of a lab ready to take down a large part of humanity? If you know anything about viruses, you know they have to continually morph. It takes a long time, and then bang, they do work their way into the population.
Maybe you would acknowledge there was some evil intent, and if not intent, just arrogance that would result in destruction of man by playing God. Man playing God is not a good play. It's not
doing
well.
That's exactly right. So what makes you think that you could control? See, this is what drives me nuts. The atmosphere is an infinite majestic system, right? And this idea, the idea that computer models can handle it is just laughable. They're right maybe 90-95% of the time, but it's the 5-10% of the time they're wrong that's how I make a living, because of the fact that I do a lot of analysis of past events. I said, well, wait a minute. Why is the model forecasting this over here? And the same thing was setting up before, and that's not what happened. So what happens is you see the limitation of the model. I'm sorry, I'm reading this. Someone wants me to start talking about chemtrails. No, I don't believe chemtrails are for controlling the weather. All right?
Well, the one thing I will say about that, Joe, is interesting. The patents on aerial spraying for global dimming have been acknowledged within the government recently, interestingly enough.
Yeah, well, they're always monkey. Listen, this is not new. Come on, guys. Look, we were seeding hurricanes in the 1940s, all right? And you know why we quit seeding? I'm a big fan of seeding hurricanes, intensifying hurricanes coming to the coast, because I know if I can disrupt their inner core with a silver iodide that they put in, affect the condensation processes, it's almost like tweaking a hamstring on a guy that runs a 9-1. He may still run a 10-0, but he's not running a 9-1 anymore. So when you start looking at the balances of nature, you understand it's a hurricane or something, you might be able to tweak it for 24 hours, all right? But what makes you think that, for instance, they got rid of Project Storm Fury. In 1947, there was a hurricane stalled east of Savannah, and they seeded it, and it turned west and went into Savannah, and they blamed the seeding for it. Never mind the 1047 millibar high pressure over New England blocking it from going out to sea. So which caused the west movement of the hurricane? The monster high pressure to the north and the ridging to the north?
No.
Or, oh, we dropped a few silver iodide.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump on Saturday said he had no interest in returning to Twitter, even as his slim majority voted in favor of reinstating the former U.S. president. Slightly over 15 million Twitter users voted in the poll, with 51.8% voting in favor of reinstatement. The people have spoken. Trump will be reinstated, Musk tweeted. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visits the Philippines this week in the Biden administration's latest high-level engagement with America's oldest Asian ally and an increasingly vital strategic partner as tensions rise with China over Taiwan. Jubilant Ukrainians rolled into Kherson by train on Saturday for the first time in more than 8 months as residents of the newly liberated southern city greeted them on the platform with flowers and national flags. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So people are always trying to look toward that. You take CO2, okay? Maybe chemtrails are like CO2, all right? I think that, look, you put extra CO2 in the air relative to what it was, there's probably going to be some kind of reaction, but how do you know? Listen, for those of you who think that the United States is controlling the weather, all right, or can control the weather, or man can control the weather, you have a valuable ally. In 1963, Fidel was up there claiming the United States stalled Hurricane Flora over his island, dropped over 100 inches of rain, by the way, made Harvey look like a spring shower. Santiago de Cuba had 100 inches of rain with this. And what happened was that was the year after the Cuban Missile Crisis. So what Castro was claiming was the U.S. was out to get them because of the Cuban Missile Crisis. So 63, here comes Category 4 Flora hits near Guantanamo, it moves up half the island in 2 days, turns around, moves back down the other half of the island, then heads out to sea. So Castro says, see, the U.S. is trying to kill my island. You know what's funny about that, too? The people, if I were a Cuban and I heard that, say, El Leader or whatever he was, is saying the United States is in control of the weather, I'd be saying, well, maybe we ought to listen to the United States because if they could control the weather. But look, this has been going on, and that's the problem. A lot of you folks out there, please, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking down to you.
Yeah, who are you calling?
All I do is eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff.
Yes.
So people will ask me a question, and I realize I can't even talk to them because they don't know the entire story, where the story right. began.
Joe, listen, I appreciate that backstory because the history that you've delved into in terms of climate and weather events and the relationship to high-low pressures, I mean, to me, I'm fascinated by the weather, too. My daughter is. I mean, I love talking about the weather. It's not at all dull and boring. It's very interesting. And in fact, I'll take it to another level, the electric universe, folks. They talk about the electromagnetic aspect that is often not considered in terms of how do you hold millions or billions of tons of water suspended in air in these things called clouds until it decides to drop down. Where's gravity in that? There's got to be some other explanation that goes into an electromagnetic.
Yeah, the water vapor becomes lighter than air as it ascends. You know, a parcel of air, if you have a certain buoyancy of the air, if the air becomes lighter,
I'm planting the seed not to go discuss electromagnetism, but I think there's more to it than
you're playing Aquinas and Aristotle. That's exactly, listen, no, you are. See, you've got to understand the weather is a spiritual thing. I tell people that all the time. You're always looking for the unmoved mover. Mm-hmm. Now, what is going on now is that you have a group of men that have become very politically and socially charged up about how the world should go, and they have convinced a large segment of the public that the unmoved mover is carbon dioxide. This is fascinating since the carbon dioxide, the vast amount of carbon dioxide in the planetary system is stored in the oceans. So if the oceans were to warm, it would release more carbon dioxide into the air. What now, if you ever talk to someone that's into the global warming thing, you ask them, okay, well, how's this happening? Well, we've got heat trapping gas. That's not how it works. What happens is there's certain bands in carbon dioxide that absorb outgoing long wave radiation. In other words, they heat things up or they become excited because of the warming of the Earth. If the Earth was not warming, CO2 would not even be part of the equation. So their argument is, well, what happens is you can't, you're getting warmer, if the air is getting warmer, it means the Earth below it can't get cooler, so it just feeds back and goes off. That's not how nature works.
No, that's right. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. But right. Again, the program, you mentioned it earlier, program, just like with COVID, the vaccines are safe and effective. No, that's a mantra. That's a marketing slogan. And when they say global warming caused by CO2 emissions by man, it's man-made anthro whatever. God, and it's like, no, these are slogans. These are marketed terms into making people believe something that's not scientifically validated.
I'll tell you what, it's funny with the COVID thing. I'm still competing in bodybuilding. I'm still 67. Never took any steroids, but have been in gyms for 55, 60 years. And every one of the guys I ever saw that were sticking needles in them using shortcuts, as my dad says, you should never use a biological shortcut. They were winding up with problems down the road because once that's in your bloodstream. So when they came out with this stuff, I go, oh, wait a minute. And I just naturally be suspicious enough to say, well, that's not for me. Might be for you, might be for this guy. It's just like when I go in the gym, I'm friends with everybody in the gym, but one guy may be doing something he wants to do, wants to look a certain way, I'm not going to sit there and tell him not to do it. I don't believe in forcing on it. But it was interesting in that I believe France actually came up with the old-time classic vaccine of dead. What they did was they isolated dead COVID cells, right? And I said, well, that seems to be a pretty good idea because that's how we used to do it. Rather than getting some kind of thing to fool your body into doing what, you know, whatever. And by the way, if you're going to fool your body into recreating a COVID reaction, all right, to so your body, what makes you think you're not going to fool your body into some of the side effects that we?
Yeah, well, you're thinking critically, Joe. That's why I appreciate you. By the way, you all should check out this book. You want to talk about a guy that is still bodybuilding? You should check out the picture on this book, dude. And we have it. It's linked up, and it's called The Weaponization of Weather in the Phony Climate War. It came out September of 2020, and you see the guy, man. He's got guns. What are you? Is that an air gun that you're holding in
there? No, it's a toy. These people, look. Let me explain.
Why are you holding a real gun in that thing?
The cover's pure satire. Okay. These people all believe they're like in a war, and I'm like, why don't you go serve in Afghanistan?
Mm-hmm.
All right, or you know, my wrestling coach at Penn State was one of the first men on the beach in Normandy. My dad served in the armed forces. All right, I always used to wonder, could I measure up to those guys that came before me? So what do I have? I have a toy machine gun with that shirt I was telling you about. I have that on. See the right toy machine gun, American flag, and I'm shooting daisies at people.
Mm-hmm.
Daisies, because I am an environmentalist. It's satire. You're not fighting a war. These guys come out. They come out with the new climate war or dispatches from the front lines of the climate. What are you talking about? All you're doing is trying to elevate yourself to something you aren't capable of being. And if you want to go be a warrior, go join our armed forces or something like that, or our police forces. I'll tell you what's a good idea. Try to raise a family, okay, in the way families have led to the success of this country, as opposed to this definition, that definition, whatever. You know, there are different ways to do it. But when you see people saying, we're in the front lines of the climate war, you know what that means? They're elevating their own value because they seek to strive to be something they are not.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're not happy. Well, let me tell you folks something, okay? Guess what? If the whole climate argument went away tomorrow, so what?
Yeah.
The weather is always there. Do you understand what I mean? It's so what?
Mm-hmm.
All right? If it went away tomorrow, do you realize what would happen to the – I mean, look where society's being pushed. Look at ESG. Look at all these people flying into Cairo, all right? I caught one of them. These people are so – they just lie. They don't know what's going on. I'm here in Cairo and where climate change is blah, 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 blah. It's so hot. I got on. Cairo's averaging 5 to 6 degrees below normal. Of course it's hot. If you come from the Netherlands and go down to Egypt, it's going to be hot.
Of course, right? Everything is caused by climate change. If the weather's cold, it's climate change. If it's hot, it's climate change. If it's raining, it's climate change. If it's a drought, it's climate change. Joe, stand by. I want to talk more about the weather and what might be underneath the oceans impacting the weather more than anything most people are disgusted by. No, disgusting. We're going to talk more about it, Joe. Hang in there. I want to say thanks to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org, are providing quality education in body, mind, spirit, healing options. And there are many people within the medical realm, doctors and nurses, also now discovering Trinity School of Natural Health, to learn about the things they were not taught in medical school. Yes, you heard me right. The Flexner Report of 1910, limited education training, the curricula within medical school to be primarily focused on drugging people who have symptoms that are not evidence of a lack of those drugs, the FDA-approved drugging methodology. You can't poison people back to health. That's absurd. I can teach fourth graders and they know better. So, trinityschool.org, also the upcoming Trinity Health Freedom Expo, virtual expo, where you can have access to all of the lectures and presentations that were given at the October event in 2022, and that'll be happening February 18th and 19th, the weekend, in February 2023. And you will access not only all of the presentations, but also new presentations that were not done there, including live panel discussions on health freedom. That's coming up as well. Shout out to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers as well, providing the certified organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD products, including revolutionary transdermal delivery systems. So an area in need, you can put it right over there. It won't just stay on the surface. It'll be driven in safely. Certified organic U.S.-grown. Clean, clean, clean. And you can use the code RSB15 to get the discounts. RSB15 to get the discounts. that are even included on top of whatever discounts that they're giving you, sales that they have each month, and we highlight and spotlight some of those discounts as well. So I want to thank them for supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, and also providing the ability for us to communicate and have interviews like with Joe Bastardi here from AccuWeather, the things that he's done, and now with the website. And here, let me bring it up. It's called weatherbell.com. It's linked up.
Let me just say, I don't work with AccuWeather anymore.
No, I realize. It was like the backstory.
They are all in with global warming.
Oh, I know. And the point of this, Joe, is like, I want people to get their weather from something that's not woke and nonsensical. Is WeatherBell like that a place, or is it more like?
No, we deal with the weather. I mean, we've got a couple. I mean, I get it, the discussions about climate change with my fellow forecasters last 5 minutes, then we start arguing about something that's meaningful, like what the Mets are doing or the Phillies are doing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to understand the biggest thing with WeatherBell is nail the forecast. Do anything you can to nail the forecast for the client. Further away, give people angles that other people aren't looking at. It's a model-driven weather community now, and because of guys like me and Joe DeLeo and Tom Downs, we are analog and analysis-based forecasters.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show. Believe me, the design of the system, if you were God and you wanted to fellowship with your greatest creation, your greatest prize, would you just create everybody as a bunch of robots? Or would you create natural challenges for those people, your greatest prize, to turn to you? Look at how you raise your kids, right? So the atmosphere, in the end, the atmosphere is now this giant example of all this to me. And because of that, it can make me much more objective about what I'm looking at. If I'm playing to a crowd or I want to be more popular, I want to hang out with Bill Nye or, you know, Leonard DiCaprio or whatever, I'd say one thing. But you know what? As much as I enjoy hanging out with everyone, right? The fact of the matter is I've been hanging out with the weather every day since I was three. Every morning is Christmas to me. I get to wake up and unwrap this gift that God has given me with the weather. And so that's how I look at it now. So it's a very simple approach from a very simple person.
But Joe, I enjoy the philosophy that you bring out from your passion for the weather and what it's done. And again, this discussion needs to happen all over the place so we're not deceived as well as we are deceived by those that want to, I think, own and control us and limit our freedom. That freedom you talk about, we believe in here. And God is part of it.
Of course you do. I mean, what's God's greatest gift to man? Free will.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So if you were the devil, you're not the devil, Robert, but if you were the devil, wouldn't you want to steal the best gift that you could possibly get?
Exactly. They want to take it away based on the weather. One last question, Joe. The Mountain West in the U.S. suffering from droughts, not enough precipitation in the winter.
Actually, you're not suffering from drought as bad as you think you are. You're suffering from the fact that there are 4 to 5 times more people living there than 30, 40 years ago. I've shown people this many, many times. We just had one of the rainiest summers ever in the Colorado River Basin. Do you know in 1965 when the Bastardi family went out to California to visit my Uncle Joe, who was out on the West Coast, my dad's rebellious brother? I spent about 6 hours waiting to cross the Colorado River in Yuma. I wanted to, because I was my dad's navigator with the maps. And imagine my disappointment crossing this river and there was no water in it. This is in April of 65, right?
Yeah.
That has always been occurring. But look, if you want to put forward the Palmer Drought Severity Index, has demand in it, right? This is ridiculous. California by nature is a dry climate, and these people go, oh, that's climate change. It's doing it. Look how bad the drought is. No. You have 50 million people living there now, and they're demanding all the water.
Sure. Yeah. Well, here's my question. Are any of volcanoes going to help us to get even more snowpack for those that like to ski in the mountain west?
Well, there's a heck of a – no, well, the snowpack is off to a great start this year. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this has been great.
Through the winter, I'm pushing you for predictions you don't want to make.
No. We've already made the prediction that we think the Southwest is going to warm up during the winter, that this front part of the winter – I think from Oregon up into Washington and into Idaho, Montana, the northern areas are going to do real good. The southern areas, once you get south of Bakersfield and San Francisco and those mountains down there, not so good. We need an El Nino to go off again. All right. So, I mean, this is just the natural back and forth that occurs. But look at what happened with the, I'm telling people back in October, it's going to be great skiing this year for Thanksgiving in the Colorado Rockies. And, I mean, they were just getting pounded in there with a lot of stuff.
There's some good base already there, Joe. Yeah. I appreciate you. Hey, listen, I enjoyed having you on. If you want to come on anytime with some more.
You just call me. Hey, listen, anytime you need to, like, have someone. If I could have wrestled the way I talk, I would have been national champ. So anytime you need me to talk to you, you just call me out in the air.
The kind of wrestling we'd be talking about probably isn't the same kind.
Collegiate wrestling, although I'm a big fan of MMA now. A lot of the Penn State, the great Penn State national champs are fighting MMA, and they're doing real well.
Impressive. And I took up kickboxing for fitness, and I'm enjoying that as well. So
yeah, well, hey, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of conservative guys that do a lot of that stuff now. So. Yeah.
Good to see you, Joe. Thanks for being on board. And we got links to your website as well. And you keep rocking the weather world like you're doing.
Hey, enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got. God bless you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Joe Bastardi on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Fascinating discussion. We went over, but that's okay. I enjoyed he's got a passion that I love having the ability to share. Come on over to robertscottbell.com, sign up for the newsletter, or text RSB to 22828. And I'll remind you, as I do each and every day, and I'm reminding me too, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.